Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, a naming rights deal for Páirc Uí Chaoimh is set to be presented to Cork County Board delegates this evening. SuperValue is set to take up this deal, with the stadium to be called SuperValue Páirc. The venue is one of the association's landmarks. It's named after the former GAA Director General, Páirc Uí Chaoimh, who led the GAA for 35 years. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Damien Lawler, presenter of RTE's Saturday Game, and Kieran McCarthy, who's Lord Mayor of Cork and Independent Councillor. And you're both welcome. Damien, will you talk us through what's happening here, this proposed deal, firstly?
Yes, good morning, Claire. Well, I think the whole Páirc Uí Chaoimh issue in Cork has been the subject of much debate in the last number of years, Claire. There's been a significant cost overrun on the development of the stadium, and that's left Cork GAA with a 30 million debt. In general then, Claire, like, intercounty costs are absolutely spiralling all over the country. General spend will come in at 35 million for last year alone. That'll be up 10%. In Cork, there was a total expenditure of north of 4 million euro last year, close to 2 million euro on intercounty teams. And the company that runs the Páirc Uí Chaoimh Stadium last year reported an operating loss in excess of 300,000 euro. And at the annual convention then, the CEO, Kevin O'Donovan, hinted, I guess, that all avenues were going to be explored to try and address the financial, kind of imbalance that was there. So, talk of a stadium rights naming deal had been in place for maybe a number of months, but Tony Lean with the Irish Examiner then had a story last night about SuperValue taking over. And I suppose initially, Claire, it's a 5-year deal estimated to be worth up to 1.5 million. So you're talking about 250 to 300,000 euro coming in every year. There's also a suggestion then that there will be subsidiary stadium sponsorship rights within that. Maybe three or four companies could participate in what will be a multi-layered agreement. So I think sweating the asset is probably an expression, Claire, that county boards all over Ireland are using here. The naming rights thing has probably seen the likes of FBD Semple Stadium, TUS Gaelic Grounds, Kingspan Breffni Park. But I think maybe a key difference here is that the name Páirc Uí Chaoimh allegedly will not be part of the new proposal going to delegates tonight. And that's going to arouse a huge amount of emotion among Cork delegates and people. So what you're going to have tonight is a Cork County Board meeting whereby this will be proposed to delegates to back. There will be a huge degree of emotion and tradition and heritage wrapped up in it. I suppose up against a need for huge financial investment to come in to what is a pretty grim outlook at the moment.
And there are other ways, though, that they can address that financial problem, concerts and other sports using the grounds.
Yeah, so they're all in. Like, I mean, you'll have Munster Rugby will play Crusaders there very, very soon. Springsteen will come down in May. I think, there's plans for that. But a lot more needs to happen, Claire. I think Páirc Uí Chaoimh would like to get on the rota for the Munster Hurling Final. I think they'd like to get an All-Ireland Hurling Quarter Final there for the next 10 years. But certainly the naming rights is just one aspect of the overall plan. You know, they're talking about maybe a 25-year long-term look at this to pay back the 30 million plus that has been, that they've been left with. So, there is a quandary there. Financially, they need to get a huge amount of money in. And this is one option that's been put to delegates tonight.
Right, well, let's find out how Kieran feels about this. Kieran, are you happy about this, renaming Páirc Uí Chaoimh to SuperValue Páirc?
I suppose for me, the sponsorship element is really, really welcome. I mean, it's a fine sponsorship of the sentiment was expressed, like 1.5 million euros. That's really, really, really hard to find. But like Páirc Uí Chaoimh, the name itself is just very synonymous with Cork. And there's also this massive history and heritage behind this man as well, who was 35 years as National Secretary of the GAA and kind of grew the grassroots of clubs right across the country. So there's this massive history there. And so I think the debate that's probably unfolding in Cork today, it's not just about the sponsorship. Actually, SuperValue do fantastic sponsorship right across the country. They're the sponsor of the National Tidy Towns. And there's other sponsors as well, actually, that have come on board, actually, in the Cork context. And now that's all welcome. So I think the conundrum is just on civic pride, civic history, civic memory.
And that's that's really important, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's highly important because, like, Cork people and Irish people right across the country were very, very proud of our local history, our local heritage. And I mean, I give walking tours around Cork City, and I know the pride that amongst kind of local people. And actually in Cork, we don't really name places after people that much in our history.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have places like the Lock or the Marina or the College. Like to get yourself named in Cork is usually a big thing.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You might tell us a little bit about the history of the name of Páirc Uí Chaoimh and the significance of it.
So basically, a man who was originally from Roscommon, moved to Cork when he was a child, brought up in Cork, heavily involved in the Irish War of Independence in Cork, was interned, would have known people like Tomás McCurt and Terence McSweeney in terms of Cork War of Independence kind of heritage. Then in his 20s became, and in the 1920s became secretary of the Cork kind of GAA. And then this young man in his 20s had massive ambition that the GAA should move on a little bit more. So he became national secretary in 1929, and he was national secretary for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And basically during that time, then he grew the club base from something like 1,500 clubs to like 3,500 clubs. And it was probably maybe a handful of clubs that owned their own land in the 1920s, and by the time he'd finished 35 years later, there was maybe 400 clubs that had their own kind of club grounds. And he died in his 60s, and in 1964, he was 66 years old. And then 10 years later, on the 10th anniversary of his death, then the new Páirc Uí Chaoimh, the stadium opened itself and was known as the Cork Athletic Grounds. Up into from the late 1890s to 1970.
Huge legacy. I'm just wondering, listening to you, I mean, you clearly, and you've said it very clearly, that you welcome Super Value being involved here.
Yeah.
You welcome the support. You recognise the financial problem that the grounds has. So
yeah.
Do you think there's a compromise that could be reached here?
Oh, I'd hope so. I mean, look, if it was Super Value, Páirc Uí Chaoimh, or Páirc Uí Chaoimh with Super Value, fantastic, but Super Value Park just doesn't have the name. And there's nothing wrong with the brand Super Value. It's just, I think Cork people are just very proud of Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and it's the Coliseum of sport in Cork
mm-hmm.
City. Like we've all gone there. I still go there for matches, and if you're lucky, you get to play in this Coliseum pitch. It just means a lot to people of Cork and to the region. So we just need to be really, really careful what we do with the name. I think is my call this morning. That's not taken away. What I don't want is the sponsors walking away from the table, kind of going, "Oh, we don't want to get involved now because of this quandary or conundrum." I think there is a meeting tonight with the local GAA board. So hopefully it'll be thrashed out more,
mm-hmm.
and a compromise, Claire, will be found.
Well, Damien, we have a statement from Cork GAA. The CEO, Kevin O'Donovan, said that they have a responsibility to make sure that it's on a firm financial footing to ensure the success of the games at local and county level. The matter is up for discussion, and it would be inappropriate to comment ahead of that meeting. However, it must be pointed out that any funding from such an arrangement will be used to help ensure that our games from Rebelogue to Intercounty continue to grow in the years ahead. And that'll be an ambition that's shared by GAA fans in Cork right across the board. So from what you're hearing, Damien, is compromise the most likely outcome here?
Well, I don't know what compromise can be, Claire, because like the retailers possibly would be looking for one deal, and the people of Cork then, as Kieran was pointing out, will want that tradition and heritage. Páirc Uí Chaoimh was probably one of the great organisers the GAA has ever seen, got the GAA going in America, got the All-Ireland Final over there, got the first live radio broadcast, got clubs up and running here all over the country. So, that's some legacy. And I think the ground itself is iconic. And then, as Kieran was saying, for Cork, to drive ahead, and Kevin O'Donovan's well across this as well. You look back at the Cork under-20s are really powerful force at the moment. I expect Cork football to be right up there again very, very soon. Cork hurlers are going to come good, you'd imagine, under Pat Ryan. That's the whole aim there. And, the cost of footing all the development squads, and Cork's a massive, massive county, a huge number of clubs, massive number of players, and they have huge stadium debts. And there's no getting away from that in modern society. I think maybe heritage and tradition are held sacrifice for the cost of living at the moment, and the cost of maybe inter-county boards having to deal with challenges. Another thing too, Claire, if you were a county chair at the moment, any county in Ireland, you're going to have a lot of sleepless nights with the cost factors that are in. So that's all in the books ahead of them. And tonight's meeting then, I suppose, will look for a compromise, and maybe Super Value Park, that could be a way out. But I don't know. That all remains to be seen by the people down
mm-hmm.
there.
How would you feel about that, Kieran? Super Value Park, that Super Value Park doesn't go far enough for you, I think.
No, I know. I think the Páirc Uí Chaoimh name needs to be somewhere within that. For me, it's, I'm also torn between this. I mean, I certainly acknowledge, Claire, I mean, there's so many clubs in Cork that do so much great work in bringing young people along. And I see it every day as Lord Mayor in different communities, different neighbourhoods, and not just in Cork, but right across the country. But there is that, so again, just coming back to that civic history, that civic memory, we just need to mind what we throw out and that we don't get rid of that. So Super Value, Páirc Uí Chaoimh, I'm happy with that. But as I say, I'm not on the organising board or not on the board that will be meeting this evening. And actually, this isn't a trade by me at all against the local GAA in Cork. They did absolutely fantastic job, and we're very, very lucky with the teams we fielded, and we're very, very lucky with the Camogie teams that won Provincial All-Irelands recently as well last year. We're very, very proud of what the GAA does in Cork. It's just, I think maybe I'm just saying we just need to be careful what we do with this name.
Yeah, I think people will hear that reasonable point made. So, Damien, what happens tonight? Is it a debate around the issue and then one club, one vote? Or how does it all work?
Yeah, like the delegates there tonight will have their say, Claire. They'll have a vote and there'll be serious discussions. You know, there is another aspect to this as well, Claire, in that we won't get a full and frank maybe picture unless the board make a statement afterwards, because from tonight onwards, Cork County board meetings are going to be held in camera. So that's a new departure as well, in that the media won't have access into that, which previously would have been the case. And Cork made that decision only the last week or so. So I guess, you know, what will come out of that, maybe it might take some time to get a full clear picture of that from all parties involved, but certainly it will be put to the delegates for a vote tonight. I think it's after being put by the stadium committee. They've had a look at the proposal and they're sending it forward now for discussion or rubber stamping tonight. And I think, you know, all parties are going to have their say, but you know, I guess it comes down to tonight's meeting, Claire, but it's got this far, so it's there for a green light tonight for whatever comes out of it.
Yeah, it's a long way down the road, as you say. Lord Mayor of Cork, Kieran McCarthy, we'll let you go at this point, but Damien, ask you about something else. Big news from Dublin GAA about Dean Rock announcing his retirement. I mean, he's won 8 All-Irelands, an extraordinary record, but he's decided it's time to go.
Yeah, so Claire, after the All-Ireland final win last year, I interviewed Dean and he had his daughter Sadie in his arms. You know, Dean is married to Niamh McAvoy, a star in her own right, 4 All-Irelands and an All-Star with the Dublin 80s footballers. And, you know, Dean didn't de facto come out and say he was going to retire there and then, but certainly if you're reading body language and reading the words, I think he was close enough to it. I can't speak for Dean, but I wonder in the meantime, did he let the dust settle and maybe have a go at maybe trying to get his body right again for 2024. Maybe just wondering about the timing of that announcement. But at the very, very start of his career, he had hamstring injuries, came in around 2012, but it was really when Jim Gavin took over in 2013 that Dean Rock took off. Like, I think he was just a bedrock of Jim Gavin's Dublin team. And I think from around 2013, he made 63 consecutive appearances in league and championship. He became the highest ever scorer, overtaking Jimmy Keaveney in 2020. And at that stage, he had 17 goals and 442 points. And he got all of those, Claire, from just 95 games. In all, it's a legacy that very few will match. He started in 8 All-Ireland finals, including the 2 replays, and just become an icon of the game, you know, no more so than his dad, Barney. And I mean, talk about having no regrets when you turn that corner and go into retirement. But maybe I think people at this stage were saying, God, it's January, the league is only a few weeks away. He might have gone for 2024, but I think it's a very contented man that walks off into the sunset now.
He should be. I mean, he has done his service, and I'm sure Dublin will be very proud of him, and he'll be a legend in the books for many years to come, Dean Rock. Damien, thanks very much. Good to talk to you. That's
welcome,
Damien,
Claire. Likewise.
Damien Lawler there, presenter of RTE's Saturday Game. We also heard from Kieran McCarthy, who's an independent councillor and Lord Mayor of Cork, back after this one.